Whenever a new medication is or therapy is approved in children, the question is how safe. So the data that I have reviewed, the Pfizer trial includes about 2,500 children. I think it was 1,000 and some of which received the vaccine, and there were no major concerning adverse events in those 1,000 and some children who took the vaccine. That does not obviously that doesn't mean there couldn't be some sort of 1 in 10,000 or 1 in 100,000 risk. And NACI includes in their statement the fact that they will continue to monitor, looking for 1 in 1 million risks, this sort of thing. Because, as I say, the risk of a significantly bad outcome of COVID-19 in children is in that 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 1 million range to, for hospitalization, ICU admission, and death. It starts to become very difficult to statistically pull these apart. So that is the reason for the discretionary May recommendation.